Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. So, on this day, 2 days after the total solar eclipse.
Yes.
Which is how I measure all time from that point.
Oh, really?
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did it eclipse the crossword from yesterday?
It certainly did time-wise. Mm. So.
Time-wise in what direction?
It took me a lot longer than it usually does.
Oh. So. Was it because of the theme?
Well, the theme was a little complex, wasn't it?
It was okay. It actually did help me at one point.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But there were quite a few entries here that I didn't recognize anyway. Oh. Like yeah. 21 across, the traditional crustless fruit pie, the Apple Betty.
Apple Betty.
And once again, I can tell you knew the Apple Betty.
I've always heard it referred to as Apple Brown Betty.
I see.
But yes, I've heard of that.
So, was this named after someone named Betty?
I have no idea.
Or someone named Apple?
I have no idea how that got that name, but anyway, yes, I have heard of that before.
Well, that would have helped me a lot. The first U.S. Secretary of War, Henry Knox.
Right.
Boy, I had no idea. And until I got the theme sort of figured out, there was no way I was going to get Henry Knox.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that one either. So,
And the H of, one of the problems was the H of Henry came out of Canterbury Cooktops, Hobbes.
Hobbes, yes.
So I'm familiar with the Hobbes meter, which is what keeps track of how much time an engine's been running in an airplane. But I'm unfamiliar, but it's spelled differently. I'm unfamiliar with Hobbes as in Canterbury Cooktops.
Well, that's what they call a range in England.
They call, oh, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And Hobbes ran into what might be mispronounced as no-obs, but it was noobs.
Noobs, that's right.
Beginner gamers in lingo. That's pretty commonplace.
Yes, and that's showing up a lot, I think.
Yep.
In crosswords now.
I guess those two O's help it solve some problem.
That's for sure, yes.
I thought 41 across was educational. Device first employed in the U.S. by Chemical Bank, 1969, the ATM.
ATM. Yeah, I was amazed. I didn't realize that they had ATMs in 1969.
Well, these were giant, primitive ATMs.
You know, it was before I had money, so I guess I never paid much attention.
Paid much attention or much in the way of ATM fees.
Right.
Let's see, in that same general area, we had the crooner Mel Torme. I guess we either see Mel Torme, we've seen Mel Torme lately, and another Torme. Was it like Anne Torme or something?
No, there are
Mel.
No other Tormes.
Yeah, oh, there was, I'm sure of it. Like a daughter or something?
Really?
I'm just hallucinating the existence of a Torme. It could happen.
We had Gourmet, Edie Gourmet.
I am pretty sure that there's someone named Torme who isn't necessarily Will.
Mel Torme.
Mel, thank you. I can't look at xwordinfo.com and talk simultaneously. Apparently.
Okay.
But
well,
now
you've piqued my curiosity.
Yes. So, oh, maybe it was T O M E I.
Oh.
Tome.
Yes.
Which looks, in my defense, a lot like Torme. Torme and Tome.
Marissa Tomei.
Yes.
An actress.
I thought she was like Mel Torme's daughter, and
no.
There was some sort of a spelling mistake.
No, I don't think so.
Wow, this is a real revelation to me, I can tell you. I just assumed it was Mel Torme and daughter
Marissa.
Tome.
Uh-huh.
Huh. The things you learn by doing the New York Times crossword. We also had, you know, ATM shows up a lot, but not as often as 43 down. Popular name for a tuxedo cat.
53 down.
I'm sorry, 53 down. Oreo.
That's right.
It's the name of a cat?
Yes. Black and white cat.
Oh, okay. So got
It
like a.
looks like it's wearing a little tuxedo because its front paws are black, but its chest under its chin is white.
Is that because it's been like devouring a lot of Oreos or something?
I don't know, but yes.
Okay. And we also had 52 Cross Crayola color that debuted in 1972, shortly after the ATM. Hot magenta.
Yes. I can't even think what hot magenta looks like.
I can. Magenta, but hot.
How does it differ from regular magenta
Probably more neon-y.
or red?
I would think it. I would think it just sort of, sparkles when you look at it or something.
Perhaps. Well, maybe we should talk about the theme.
Oh, we completely forgot about it. Yes, move. Carry on.
Okay. There were four pairs of themed clues, and the first part of the theme was just a longish answer that really didn't have anything to do with a theme per se. But then there was a counter clue that referred back to it and said that it was a spell that's broken by that particular answer in whatever the paired clue was. And the answer to that second one was a name of a spell, like a magic spell. So, for example, the first one was 17 across, popular Italian entree informally. And the answer to that was chicken parm. But then you went down to 39 across, and it referred back to chicken parm, spell that's broken by 17 across. And if you take the first two letters of chicken parm and the last three letters, you get the word charm, which is a spell, right? A magic
Yep,
spell.
absolutely.
So that was the theme. You get one answer, and then you work a little more on the puzzle, and it would say, oh, and that answer is breaking this particular spell.
So charm was breaking chicken parm.
No,
No, chicken parm was breaking
breaking
charm.
charm.
Yes, right.
And our infamous U.S. Secretary of War, Henry Knox, at 23 across. Then, if you go to 11 across, it says spell that's broken by 23 across. Well, if you take the first letter of Henry Knox and the last two letters, you get, oh, I'm sorry, you take the first two letters of Henry Knox and the last letter of Henry Knox, which is an X, and that spells hex.
Right.
So that's the spell that is broken by Henry Knox. And then we get 49 across, which was container in a kid's backpack, and that was pencil box. And then 65 across goes with that spell that's broken by pencil box, and that was pox, the P at the beginning and the OX at the end. So
Yes.
pox. And then we had one more, 59 across, intensive study program was crash course. And then if you go to 37 across, it's spell that is broken by crash course, 59 across. And that is the C from crash, and then the URSE from course, which is curse. So that was the spell. A curse was broken by crash course.
Right.
So that was the theme. And it was a little cryptic, a little
Complicated.
more complicated for a Wednesday, I think.
Yes.
But yeah, I persevered and made it through. It just took me a little longer than usual.
Yeah, myself as well, because as I previously mentioned, Henry Knox was not a name that leapt to mind. And but getting Hex sort of helped
Oh, is that the one that helped you on
that
there?
helped Hex helped with Hobbs and 22 across the PC program file extension. I guess I just sort of read that as PC file extension. I thought that could be anything, but now that I look at it, After seeing the answer, that always helps. PC program file extension, that would be EXE.
Right. A word that I know is a crossword word because it comes up occasionally, but I haven't seen it in a long time, and that is 33 across. Kiln for hops. And that's OAST, O-A-S-T.
Right.
And I can remember doing crosswords long, long time ago. That word was kind of common, but I don't think it shows up nearly as much as it used to.
No, I didn't remember it. I had to sort of like, it's like, what is that?
OAST, O-A-S-T. I don't know how you pronounce that, but
I think OAST looks like toast.
Uh-huh, but it, you know. It's a great crossword word because it's got two vowels in it.
Right.
But I don't think it shows up quite as frequently as it used to. But it seems like back in, you know, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it was a lot more common.
Well, it looks like it's what they define as the modern era. It has shown up a total of 69 times. But prior to the modern era, that would be before Will Shorts, it showed up 246 times.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So my guess is he walked into the old crossword editing studio and said, no OASTs, or cut way back on the OASTs, because it really did. You know, he came in 1993, I think. And before then, it was showing up like maybe, you know, 10 times or 11 times a year.
Uh-huh.
And then it just sort of fell out of favor, I guess.
Right, right.
I mean, there was sort of a lean patch between 20, maybe 15 and 2020 when it didn't show up at all.
Wow.
I know. It was grim for big OAST fans.
Well, it's interesting, though. You don't think about words, you know, kind of going in and out of fashion. But that's definitely one that has kind of waned, and now maybe it's making a comeback.
Yeah, I don't know what Will has against OASTs.
I don't know either.
I mean, he likes, we've had Lees, we've had that recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As in the dregs of that. I thought it was
wine, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wine, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And this one's for hops, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Another word that to me is not a typical Wednesday word, but 28 across, fatty acid compound, oleate.
Yes.
Oleate.
That took me a bit. Mm-hmm. And actually the one that ran into it, 10 down, semiotician's interest, symbol.
Yes, that too. That was kind of.
So I think semiotics just means meaning. And so I believe so. And so I guess symbols have meaning. I'm not entirely sure about that word, but that's not one that we've seen very often.
No.
In fact, in terms of debuts, there were, let's see, how many of them were there here? A total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 debut answers, including Chicken Parm, Apple Betty, hooray, Henry Knox, of course, Pencil Box, 18 down, iconic fundraising thank you gift, NPR tote.
Yes.
They don't just call it a tote, it's a tote bag.
That's what I put originally, tote bag.
Right.
But it didn't work.
Yeah, I had a problem there.
NPR tote. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty contrived if you ask me. There was another one, let's see, 38 across, that was... No, let's see.
Play date participant?
Yeah, you know what? I think I misread that one because I started thinking that was going to be a mug and then I thought it was going to be a hat. I guess I somehow got that one mixed up with the NPR tote.
Oh.
Because it turned out the answer was, if you read the clue properly as you just did, play date participant. Tot makes a whole lot more sense.
Yes.
Generally, you'll play with tots, not mugs or hats. I always like to, you know, sort of kick back and play with a hat.
Wow. Oh, really?
48 across, the winners over the Yanks in the 2001 World Series, the D-backs.
That's right.
Yeah, I did not know who those people were. Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks, yes. Yes, I didn't know they
were. Are they from Arizona?
Yes.
Is that that's like a snake?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. That's right.
It all makes sense.
Similar
now.
To the Timber Rattlers, we have in our very own backyard.
Mm. So, are they as good as the Timber Rattlers?
I have no idea. So,
all right.
Another one that kind of stumped me, 66 across, not delete. I put keep.
Oh.
But it turned out to be stet, S-T-E-T, which is an editor's marking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, somehow I got that right away. It might have been because 51 down, like Crown Jewels, I had inset. And so I had that, I had it ending in T, mm-hmm. and that sort of helped narrow it down. 64 across, word derived from the Arabic for lot, was kismet.
Yes, I did not know that.
It makes sense. And then I thought it was interesting that we had that. And then we had loads, which is sort of like lots. And that was ocean, six down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's probably it for today then.
Okay.
So a fine Wednesday crossword by Bill Thompson.
Yeah, it was a good one.
His 10th. And looks like he tends to favor... He's got crosswords in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most commonly on Tuesdays. So this is his second Wednesday.
Well, very good.
Yes, indeed. All right. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
Please remember to leave us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to this podcast. We really appreciate it. And that way, all the advertisers who are flocking at this moment to get onto our podcast, we'll have an even more incentive to do so.
We I've heard just start... that there's an Apple Betty company that is really hoping to...
we should just start doing advertisements, even if people don't want them. Brought to you by the Oxford English Dictionary, because we know English. Or Games Magazine. That would certainly make sense, if Games Magazine. So we'll just start doing advertisements. They'll be less annoying because they won't have any, well, truth behind them. So, all right, that's our plan. So on behalf of the Oxford English Dictionary and Games Magazine, thanks for listening. We'll be back again, probably with fewer advertisers than we've had today.
I certainly hope so.
But we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword. Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.